This is Scott?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, this may sound a little bit strange, but you may have received a phone call earlier in the evening from a woman named Barbara.
Yeah.
Regarding an ad that you placed in the flyer.
Yeah.
All right, that's my ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
And I just need to be kind of frank with you. You don't really need to trust anything she says. She's a little off. She called me and told me and bragged about how she was already a member of your band.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you.
Yeah.
I know. I was married to the woman for 11 years. We recently got divorced about 2 or 3 years ago. I'm just calling to let you know, like, if she keeps calling you, that she is in quite a delusional state. It all kind of started about 1986 or 87. She was actually a contestant on the $100,000 pyramid, and she lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Ever since then, she has progressively went downhill between the ears. I mean, the woman is basically operating on vapors now up there. She called bragging. I'd like to apologize, but I mean, I've been divorced from the woman for 3 years, you know. I'm calling to warn you. I mean, I've had a lot of problems with her after the divorce. I gave her a late car for our first anniversary, and she wrecked that car coming home. I mean, she stormed out of the house. We had an argument, and she wrecked our late car coming back from seeing a movie, Nothing in Common. Are you familiar with that movie? Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason, the father-son drama. She had gone out to see that, and on her way back, she had tied some on and at some bar on the way back and wrecked that, and then things just started to get really bad around the house. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
I always made it a habit, you know, every night of watching a lot. So, you know, I watch TV, you know, after I eat my dinner, and made it a habit of watching Jake and the Fat Man every night. And she came up behind me and she hit me in the back of the head with a TV tray one night when I was trying to enjoy the final episode of Jake and the Fat Man. That kind of was bad. She recently got fired from her job, too. I'm sure she failed to mention any of this to you. She was a clerical assistant at a company out east, and she went to a bait shop and bought a Ziploc freezer bag full of live crickets and emptied it into their laser jet printer. Of course, I mean, that resulted in immediate termination. And they found out that, you know, she had lied on her resume about some computer skills, and, like, every morning she was actually trying to cram a honey bun into the floppy disk drive of the computer and using the CD tray as a tray for her coffee.
Yeah.
So, if she calls you again, I just want you to be warned.
Right.
If she calls you again, that she's not to be trusted. She called me up bragging, saying she'd...
I already got the impression that something
may have been up there,
yeah,
you know.
Because when she called... you know, she sort of seemed off a rocker a little bit.
Yeah, well, she is. You're right. I mean, you're probably a pretty good judge of character.
Yeah.
I just want you to be warned. I mean, we've had a lot of problems with her. I mean, we really have. She was in the habit of, at one point, just doing some really horrible things around the house. I had to divorce the woman. Her mental state is just degraded. I mean, she refuses to, you know, I don't want to get explicit with you or anything, but I mean, she has some hygiene problems. And we've debated on putting her in a home, but I can't really sink any more money into the woman. I mean, I've already sunk an insane amount of money into lawyers, restraining orders, keeping the woman away. I mean, she still has my phone number, of course. I mean, I still kind of feel bad, you know. I mean, I'm kind of sympathetic. I was married to her for 11 years. But I just want you to know, Scott, that if she calls you back, you know, just say, hey. I mean, don't tell her you talked to me.
Right.
Don't tell her that you and I spoke, because then that just will mean probably a plethora of problems for me, more problems than I already have with the woman.
Right.
Just, if she calls again, just say, I've already found a bass player, my band is complete. She's basically on a buffet of psychoactive drugs right now, and did she sound very happy when she talked to you?
She just sounded strange.
She just sounded strange?
Euphoric or something, you know?
Well, yeah, well, that would go along with the 7 or 8 psychoactive drugs that she's on at any given point during the day. Yeah, just say, I've already got my band taken care of, and she probably won't bother you again, but hey, please, I stress, please don't tell her you talked to me, okay?
All right, I won't. Don't worry about it.
All right, well, Scott, I just wanted to call and let you know.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks. Bye-bye now.